Dumpster Divas, welcome to another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister,
Kix Hamlet. We are here to dive into the reality TV that made us, well, the garbage we are.
I know, that's right. And expect like a mix of throwback recaps as well as chats about what we are still watching today.
Tom, are you ready to get into it?
Let's go. We launched a new version of the pod. How do you feel?
I feel empowered.
Okay. It is the day after National Women's Day.
Yeah, I feel empowered for many reasons. Also proud of us.
Yeah, so I'm very proud of us as well. Thank you guys for all of your support. Last week was so cool just seeing everyone share the new pod logo. And you guys have been awesome about kind of just your general excitement for the new direction we're taking with the podcast. And we have more fun things to come that
really
you'll be finding out soon.
Really exciting things to come.
Yes.
In a lot of shows that I am a dumpster diva. I am not the king of the dive.
You're a top chef diva.
Yes. So I'm excited to venture into shows that I have not seen. It's just such a good time. I was on the phone with our dad, and he was very excited for us. Hi, Dad. I know you're listening. And he was like, you know what show made me a dumpster diva? And I was like, what is that, Dad? And he was like, American Idol.
I think a lot of people would say that. Not just
I agree. It's such a core memory for like early 2000s mm-hmm. recording. We've talked about this on a pod, but we used to record it on our VHS player so we could watch it when we got home.
Yeah, I think we talked about it last week, didn't we?
No.
Yeah, because we were talking about DVR. Didn't we talk about it?
No. Oh. No, but I have DVR opinions. If you listen to last week.
I know. I don't know. What a weird thing to have. You don't have opinions about anything. You have opinions about that.
Exactly.
Well, you know, we are doing these little mini episodes. We're calling them like what we're watching episodes. So in these episodes, we're just going to kind of generally chat about life, what's happening, and any shows we are keeping up with and our opinions on those shows. So for all of our Bravo girlies, you'll get Bravo coverage here and those sorts of things. So do not fret. And then if you stay and listen to the very, very end of this episode, or if you think we're boring AF, you can also skip to the end of the episode and you can hear our announcement for the show that we are covering next week. So you can get caught up and tune in with us for that. So we are here and something has happened that we would be remiss not to speak on. Now,
you know, Kix, here's the thing. Tom and I typically, when we record, call it what you will, if it's synchronicity, if it's just our schedule, which it's probably that. Every time we turn on these mics, we go, what's happening in Bravo? Everything happened last week. It's pretty consistently that every time we record, something explosive happens. However, this time, a nuclear war bomb, solar eclipse
went off on the streets of WeHo, ladies and gentlemen, on the streets in Studio City, Valley Village. There has been an explosion in the form of a man going through a midlife crisis.
Literally, I mean, that's because he's 45. So, yeah.
Well, sure. So, for those that you know don't know, I don't know who you are and how you found
CNN
us.
CNN knows, so you better know.
New York Times did a write up. LA Times did a write up. Tom Sandoval has had a 7-month long affair with one Raquel, who
Rachel.
We have now learned is her name is Rachel. Rachel Levis and Tom Sandoval. Rachel Levis, who was previously with James, DJ James Kennedy.
And allegedly previously also with Tom.
Who was previously with Kristen Doughty, who was previously with Tom Sandoval. So it's just a circle.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it is. It's a big circle that those two...
You know, it's a big, like, I don't give a fuck about, like, straightness circle. Everybody's fucking everybody. Lisa Vanderpump on Watch What Happens Live last night said, this shocks me more than if I heard that Tom and Tom got together.
Actually agree with her.
I absolutely agree.
I don't think, you know, it's very rare that we come across a Bravo... just reality TV breaking news that is so shocking, like fully like, oh wait, not what I saw coming. It honestly feels a bit like when we learned that Jen Shah was the top of this like pyramid of, you know, scammers.
Yeah, because
even Luann getting arrested was like, well, yes, shocking, but well.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was like, Tom and I were Christmas Eve in Pennsylvania, snowy outside.
No, Kix. Right? What are you talking about?
It was the year
that before that?
That
was in 2014.
Luann?
Yes.
Oh, God. Where has time gone?
Pennsylvania was in 2020.
Fuck me. Okay, great.
I think it was maybe not 2014. Happens. No, sorry. It was 2017. Because it was the first year that I had Russell.
We were upstate.
No, we were not. We were in
party.
Clearly a vivid memory for you. You really know how to paint a picture. No, it was in our apartment. I woke up because I was sleeping on the couch in our apartment. And I was like,
because our parents were there, not because it's on.
Yes. Parents were staying with us. And I woke up and I was like, and even though Kix got her own bedroom, don't worry.
Work.
That was the same Christmas. Like, well, never mind.
You just talk about it. Mom and Dad, I'm surprised they don't know.
It was the same Christmas that I walked in on you having sex. So a Christmas to remember.
With my boyfriend.
Not like that changes the scenario.
I'm just saying, it's not like I was like having sex with a stranger and you were like
I think I almost prefer that because he lived with us.
He did live with us. But Tom and I lived together.
We
I feel like we're like a comedy set.
We're not, because it's not funny, but we're landing the plane here. It feels like a moment like Jen or Erica, even those moments where it's kind of something that's fully unexpected. Didn't have this on my bingo board for things that would happen. Mm-mm. And since we found out last Friday, now we're recording this on Thursday, so we're not a full week out. Since
I'm exhausted.
I am really exhausted. And honestly, at this point, I feel like we're the last, you know, news outlet to cover it, because it's all everyone's been talking about.
I was DMing with Evan Real last night.
Okay.
Or two nights ago.
Do you want to reveal what you said?
No. I'm going to say that. Thank you.
I thought you were just patting yourself on the back.
No. I was just talking about, I was like, I'm exhausted and I don't work for Page Six. So like, props to you.
Yeah, but they live in that state of exhaust because they have to like constantly think their job is just keep that ticker rolling with things going on.
I want to ask you though, what I'm confused about is that all of these Page Six exclusives, mm-hmm. quote unquote, but like Page Six is like famously a blog that breaks things. Like I don't get why it's like an exclusive. Like someone from Vanderpump Rules directly came to them to expose it and they didn't like stumble upon it. I'm curious.
Well, I think it just means they're the first to say anything about it.
Got it. Because everybody was like reposting exclusive from Page Six. And it's like, well, they break shit like this all the time.
Well, I think TMZ actually was the first because they posted
TMZ. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone wants the first story on something. So that's all it is.
But they're hot and heavy right now. So,
but where we're at right now in the story is that today Rachel released some. Now, what I'm going to say is maybe a bit problematic, but I will say, you know, we should believe women and violence is not to be taken lightly. But Rachel posted some photos of something. Couldn't quite figure out what I couldn't quite figure out what I had my eyeballs on.
An itch.
Once again, this is an opinion podcast, a comedy podcast, a recap podcast. Do not take everything we're saying seriously. Allegedly. I'm just saying.
The only thing you should take seriously is, I actually don't know. Don't take anything seriously.
Well, do take domestic abuse seriously, but I just, I can't quite figure out how mathematically prior to this photo, Sheena Shea, who is about as tall as my can of LaCroix, got her hands on Rachel.
Another LaCroix sized human.
No, girl. Rachel's like 6 foot. She's tall. They have a foot between each other. I can't imagine her climbing up, punching her in the face, and climbing back down and getting away with it. And can you picture Sheena Shea punching anyone?
Yeah.
No. Who?
I don't don't know. She's just like, I don't
think about all the shit she's been through on this television program. Stassi has decked Kristen Doughty in the face. Watch that last night.
What you can't see is that I'm doing the side smack.
Well, you know, since this happened, I have been rewatching VPR from the beginning. I'm currently at the slap.
Good for them. Their numbers are skyrocketing.
Oh, I can't wait to see what the ratings were for Wednesday's episode.
Or from season one, episode one.
Well, yeah, that too. I mean, we were at lunch. We were at like a happy hour with a group of people that didn't really even know anything. And Kix and I held a press conference.
I did. I had Tom's phone up with pictures. You would be proud of me, fans of the show that are listening currently. I did know what I was talking about, despite Tom's hesitation.
Now, I'm not going to say you knew everything. There were a couple times I had to jump in.
But 80%.
Maybe. I had to jump in towards the latter end. You know the players.
But something that one of my coworkers has said to me recently, and it really shook me because no one's ever said this to me. She goes, as someone who's chronically online, and then like jumps into this whole thing. And I was like, you're right. That's why I know everything about The Bachelor, everything about VPR, Southern Charm, all these shows I don't watch. I'm chronically online.
But then when you watch a show, I feel like you can't retain it.
My eyes are shut.
Because I think you're not watching it. Yeah, so Raquel released, excuse me, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Rachel released photos of herself. And here's the thing. Girl, the internet works fast. And people
speed of light,
have mom. No time on, people have, sorry, people have so much time on their hands. And very quickly, people were able to deduce that she like had the same black eye prior to taping. And the scratch, I think, is real, but the scratch could have come from just like her throwing something at her, being like,
which is also bad.
Which is bad, but she could have just been like, girl, get away, and like scratched her with her jewelry.
Yeah,
I don't think she decked her. I don't think restraining order is going to help anything. I do also think that this is only going to result in, sadly, Rachel not being at the reunion.
But well, Spencer Sheena Pratt,
being at the reunion,
fame villain, tweeted, "The smartest thing Rachel could do is not leave the show," and he's right.
He's absolutely. If I could tell that every reality star needs to put that like on their nightstand before they fall asleep.
Yeah, it's different. Okay, and to say that too, it's like Lisa Rinna was annoying and wasn't making good television. However, she needed to leave the show. This is different because this is everybody wants to see.
No, what he's saying is don't leave. But that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is don't leave your show because something is happening that makes you interesting.
Yeah.
He's not saying just don't ever leave. He's just saying like when things are going on, we're
saying the same thing.
But like Lisa Rinna isn't really a good example of it because she left the show. Like a good example of it is Lisa Vanderpump, because Lisa Vanderpump left the show when things were happening about her and she didn't want to talk about it. And that's annoying. So, you know, I think
you can't like write, like talk, like the story's going to write it for you. You can't talk about
it. What do you mean?
Like if Rachel leaves the show, people are going to like talk about her story and it's, I'm not like justice
for Rachel. And I would love
to hear
her side.
But it, you know what, like she can be there and be like, actually, no, I am a monster. But let me tell you why.
Well, the thing is, this need we not forget, this lady has been on this show for a minute. Like she's not been a main character, but she, I believe, was introduced in season like 6 or 7 as James's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, "What? Who is this girl?" Like, she's been in the mix for a long time, clearly trying to become, say it with me, famous.
It worked.
Well, it did, but I don't think she's not smart enough to be famous. like she doesn't get how it works. Like what she did with Tom, sure is getting her name on everyone's lips right now, but she's not creating any sort of like long-standing legacy for herself.
Name on everyone's lips, it's gonna be Rachel. Oh, excuse me, Rachel.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not. She doesn't. Well, one, she has no star power. If we're playing the game actress or star, she'd be disqualified.
Which we played with our parents last weekend and they hit a ball.
They did. And Ariana is a star.
She's a star. She's a star.
Sheena, actress.
I actually kind of disagree.
You think she's a star?
I think she's a star.
But see, in those early
seasons, look at
seasons,
her life.
She,
look at what she's done to be famous. No, I know, but that's star quality.
But on the early seasons,
star.
As I started over from the beginning, because I started from the beginning on Sunday, I'm currently, once again, like I said, almost done with season two. She has to do a lot of work to make it look real that she just happened to become a waitress there, and she carries the show pretty successfully.
So that to you, that's being an actress, not being a star. I see why. Because yeah, Stassi is a star yeah. on like season one, early seasons. But she's carrying the show because she has star quality. Versus like Sheena at the time was like, I got to work my arse off.
Yeah. And you know who also is an actress? Tom Sandoval. Because this diva has been acting himself around all sorts of fake shenanigans.
I feel stressed about falling in love.
Oh my God. You really like took it somewhere just now.
Think about being with someone for 9 years. 9 years is a long fucking time. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, I have this video on my phone of your coworker fingering herself.
Well, you know, I mean, that's one of my big reasons I don't totally like subscribe to marriage, because I'm like, y'all, people change. And not people like change. I don't think you can change people, but people evolve in ways that you never know. And like, you don't know how people go through trauma. Like, especially when you're getting married at the age
like,
of 25
years old. Like, don't get a tattoo
with
a husband for that reason.
No, never, never. When you're getting married at the age of like 23, like the early 20 marriages, I'm just like, these people, you haven't become adults yet. So you actually don't know a lot about how they're about to navigate real shit. Most people haven't gone through trauma. Like, a lot of people haven't gone through death, like crisis, mental health stuff by 23. Like, it takes time for shit to happen, unfortunately. And you learn who's there for you. 23-year-old
Kix was pulling fireball shots at a hardware bar.
Yeah. You were.
So, yeah. I wasn't ready.
You weren't ready.
I do. We know many people that have gotten married young that are still together.
We do? Who?
Anyways, no, it's really fucked up. And if you have, if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, oh my God, I've never heard of this, just Google it. It's so exhausting. Tom and I spent, like, I think we did like a
God,
6 minute
you're
brief.
You're really, I was hoping you were excited to talk about it on this podcast.
No,
which is
I
why
can
we're
start
here,
from the beginning.
Like,
I just didn't know. I'm trying to.
Yeah, no, but you're like, please Google it. Don't tune in to us.
No,
please.
No. Do we think Tom Schwartz knew?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah.
That man cannot lie very well. And going back and watching their Watch What Happens Live appearance, it was so weird. And I am under the camp. I posted a TikTok about it before. You know what? And I want to say something. Check dates, timestamps when people post things, because I posted a TikTok before everyone else was talking about this. And now everyone's talking about it. That Timmy Tommy Schwartz, I believe to have taken the fall for Sandoval for making out with Raquel, when in reality it wasn't him at Coachella because he wasn't at Coachella. So I think that there is a whole plan here, because Schwartz, they just have a weird bond, the two of them. And I honestly think they may just end up
it's
together
giving,
alone.
Like, they killed someone and aren't telling people about it. So they have like this weird,
I wouldn't rule
like,
it out. I'm not kidding.
Allegedly.
They seem like the people that would do that.
You know what I mean, though? It's like, there's something there that's, and I think it might
like,
have been this Rachel
have?
Thing.
Or they fuck. Like, they're like, we can't tell anyone that we fuck.
They definitely touched each other's dicks.
They claim they
like,
haven't,
in a
but granted,
way.
They've lied about everything, so who knows? Just saying.
Yeah, I do think that, like, the Rachel...
Do you think they did, like, Toms, a pyramid with the Toms and Raquel in between?
They've definitely had a threesome.
in some sort of way. Well, now door is open because they're both single and they can kind of just, you know...
My ultimate dream would be Katie and Ariana just getting together and falling in love.
I thought you meant you in the mix with the two of them. That's where, because we were talking about threesomes.
I do love douchebags, so that makes sense.
You think Katie and Ariana are douchebags?
No. Tom.
I thought you were saying you want a threesome with Katie and Ariana.
No.
That sounds on track.
Well, I do want that. But I do think that, like, the ultimate beauty of all of this would be if they were like, we went through all of this and realized that
they're
we
not a
are-
match.
I don't think they're a match, yeah.
It's a miracle they're friends, to be honest with you, after everything. And I think this will bond them for life, what the trauma they're going through right now. But I don't think that they are each other's people. But I will say, I'd love to see, I mean, she's hella problematic, but I do love to see Kristen showing up for Ariana, because I'm currently on season 2 in my rewatch, where Ariana starts to become a bartender. Because she was at Villa Blanca, and the whole story is starting to come out that Tom Sandoval and her made out at the Golden Nugget, to which Stassi says...
Which one, the Reno?
No, wait, let me finish. Stassi says, God, the Golden Nugget. This is maybe the most embarrassing thing I've ever heard. And Tom Sandoval goes, no, man, I love that place. That should have told us everything we needed to know. Yeah.
Well, that's what's, like, crazy is that, like, Tom Sandoval and Ariana got together while Sandoval was with Kristen.
Well, so they didn't. They made out once in the beginning of Kristen and his relationship. And then when Kristen and him broke up, finally, they decided to be in a relationship. And Kristen... You know, I had a very similar situation happen to me in college with a love triangle, where I was like, I see that you are falling for them. I'm down to break up and you can literally go be with them. Like, I just don't want to be a part of what's happening right now. And my ex was like, well, no, like, everything's fine. What are you talking about? You're making that up. You're being crazy. And then we broke up, and lo and behold, what happened? He did exactly what I predicted. And so watching Kristen go through that in season 2, I'm like, wow, there are parts of me I see in Kristen. Like, in those moments.
And those, she's a monster. God.
She's terrible. But I'm saying I understand her paranoia, and her and Stassi routinely are correct about people. And it's just funny because I have similar intuitions, and I think people think I'm crazy when I'm right.
But we can't forget that Kristen and Jack Stassi shit.
I'm not saying to forget about that, and that you're scared for on the edge of cancellation always. I'm just saying, and I'm rewatching, and I'm like, it's reminding me of shit where I'm like, yes, I've been there.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying. I think they're fucking awful people. Do I need to write that on my forehead for you to get it? You're so scared. But Kristen is filming.
This is literally never going to end.
No, it's not.
We're not even a full 7 calendar days since the world found out about this.
We're also not a full 7 episodes into this current season of Vanderpump Rules.
I know. And I've been seeing people saying, like, oh, I wonder if they're going to re-edit to make Rachel look worse. Well, I'm sure they will.
I don't think... I don't know, because I think that some things may just organically fall out of the just show. And one thing... that in the preview for next week's episode, so I watched this week's episode, which was okay. It was actually really sad. Ariana's beloved dog is passing away, and she has to like leave the girls' trip, and it's just great. It, also, you don't want a week of sadness with her outside of the show, and then we're watching sadness on the show. I just was like, this is really sad because I want all happiness for her. But there's the preview for next week. Raquel, because Raquel and Lala both tried to hook up with Garcelle's son when they were in Las Vegas at Vanderpump Garden, which plays out on the show. We saw it this week. Now, Garcelle's son at the time was telling them that he was separated, but he was actually not separated, which is a whole other issue. And so the girls are kind of, Lala and Rachel are fighting over who's going to hook up with him. And Lala is like, Rachel, girl, you want this so bad. Just, you can have it. Like, I'm fine. So Rachel like goes and makes out with him. And then they like, I think made some future plans. But in the preview for next week, Lala says they're all in bed together. I think like after they get back from the club, and Lala's like, I would not trust you around. If I was with someone, I would not trust you around my man, because the way you jumped on him, like, was Jesus a lot.
Fucking Christ.
And Raquel goes, Rachel goes, well, good thing you don't have a man to bring around.
Jesus, help us all.
And all the girls are like, huh?
What the fuck?
Why would you be such a cunt?
She's just, it's classic, like, we were talking about this over the weekend, and it's just like, Rachel gives me classic, like, I'm just not like a girl's girl. Which is like, no.
I disagree. I think she's one of those people that claims to be a girl's girl and is deeply not an anyone girl.
As the kids would say, she's a pick me.
She's a huge pick me. That's what she needs tattooed on her forehead.
But I do think that her and Sam, I think the next thing that's going to break, I'm going to say this now, and everybody watch out.
Baby.
The next thing that's going to break is her and Sandoval have matching lightning bolt tattoos.
Oh, tattoos. I would say pregnant.
Oh, that would be.
If that's not even already the case. Because another huge plot line is from the top of Ariana being on the show. She was always like, I don't want to be married and I do not want to have children. And Tom was always like, I want a baby. I want a family.
Don't be with someone who doesn't want the same things as you. It's that simple.
No, it's crazy. Why would you ever do it? I know so many people have done it. You'll never meet in the middle on certain things.
No, especially babies and especially marriage and especially politics. So,
God, yeah. Well, we've spent a hot 30 minutes on that. I would love to move on to a couple other things. So, Kix, what else are you consuming right now?
So, I'm caught up on Jersey. Uh-huh. Which I have a lot to talk about.
Well, let's talk about it. Who are you loving the new girls? We have not talked about Jersey at all.
Loving the new girls. I find them
me too.
So their accents and their like fake tan and their hair.
Danielle is my new all-time fave.
Is she the blonde one?
Uh-huh.
Crazy. Last night's episode is crazy. The Wednesday night's episode with the daughter's hot pink Barbie dream house birthday party. It's like chef's kiss housewives. She comes in like a semi matching outfit. Her daughter is like quoting drag queens, which she has no idea. It's just, and her accent is so delicious. Like,
yeah, it's great. Growing up in Texas, like the Staten Island, Long Island, New York accent is so like hot, because you're like,
yeah,
you grew up around people talking like this, and you're like, hey, well, bless your heart, how y'all doing? Well, we're gonna head over to the Krispy Kreme and grab
y'all,
a donut.
Y'all,
and some
y'all,
coffee,
y'all come here now.
Y'all come back.
Y'all come here now.
Yeah, y'all come here now. And that accent, I'm sorry, there's actually nothing about it that is attractive to me from growing up there. So,
sure.
But I know others feel the opposite. They're like, think of Southern draw is so sweet, which, you know, thanks, but I don't feel the same. But I agree. There's something about the way she talks that's just like so delicious is a great word. And then also the other girl, Rachel. Now, that's her name, I believe. And
not Raquel. Not to be confused.
Not to be confused with Rachel, formerly known as Raquel. This is Rachel. Rachel. Rachel bodybuilder Rachel. I have a real question, and it has to do with her husband. What possesses men to grow a mustache and then shave you know, there is someone who does this that is iconic, and I want to leave them to the side. That is John Waters. John Waters over here. John Waters can do whatever they want. Why do you shave all the way down to the very tip of your lip and then you leave just a line of hair?
I'm Googling because I don't know. Ooh. Ooh.
Wait, what do you think? Why don't you know?
I was just looking at John Waters because I wanted to be reminded.
Don't leave John Waters over here. John Waters, don't make fun of John Waters. I'm not saying John Waters looks good, Kix. I'm saying he's okay. A gay icon. How do you not know who John Waters is?
No, I know who John Waters is. I needed to see the mustache.
Hairspray?
Yeah, I got it.
Crybaby? Okay.
So these new girls.
Rachel's husband has the John Waters. Well, here's the other thing. John Waters has the mustache. But he doesn't have anything else. It's like his little like statement piece. This man has like a full ass beard, and then he has lowers his mustache line down to his upper lip, and I'm going like, sir, you got stop that.
You're on national television.
I got HD television. I can see every little sprout of that little hair shooting out your upper lip. I don't like it. Not for me. And she's not totally for me either, I have to be honest, but I'm liking her.
I'm having
mix.
A nice time though.
Yeah.
I like that she's like kind of sticking neutral because she's like friends with the new, both the newbies are kind of like together. And so she's like trying to feel it out.
Well,
I like
you,
that.
What do you think about Jen Fessler?
Made for television.
I agree.
the first episode I watched her on, I was like, got it. You're a star. This program is for you. Like you were born to be on Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I'm not gonna go there. I think she does border on try hard. Like she's trying to be funny, but I do also think that she probably acts like that because I know people like that in life.
Yeah. The way she dresses in her home exactly is like that. It's like, look at me in my perfect white house with a perfect Lily Pulitzer dress and a
but I do also like I'm always down for I think it will forever be refreshing when a woman on Housewives is A, not stick thin and B, willing to just be normal about it. Like not
sit
being
in her
like,
backyard and having breakfast.
She's not self deprecating at all. She's literally just like she's like, please eat a bagel. Which I love. She was like deep throating that mozzarella at that mozzarella making party, which I was obsessed with.
I couldn't
the mozzarella.
Stop listening to them say
mozzarella.
And then they kept shortening it to just mozz. They were like the mozz party. And I was like, oh my God, please keep talking.
We need to get you on the Staten Island Ferry and get you out there so you can find the lady.
I am drinking red wine. I'm halfway there.
And you love Italian. It's really makes you need to be with an Italian person. Who can like cook up a sauce, talk dirty to you in like a thick Staten Island long accent.
Mm-hmm.
We can make this happen. I think there's a lot of Lizzie's and stuff.
I just realized we're kind of matching.
Black?
Tom and I always unintentionally match.
Well, a black t-shirt isn't legendary matching. What's on the bottom?
I have gray sweatpants on.
I have gray sweatpants shorts
on. No, you're fucking lying.
I'm not. That's now we're matching. Yeah, mine are like a lighter gray. You can't see them.
Oh my God. Anyways.
See gray sweatpants shorts and Russell. So yeah, loving Jersey. You know, I am excited to have a final end, a bow. Cherry on top of the Melissa Teresa storyline. I think it's time we bid farewell to that.
I think,
and it's
going to
be an explosive ending, but I think this will finally be the end.
I agree because what we're seeing in, I think what's I've noticed in the last two episodes of Jersey is that we're seeing Melissa and Teresa both just be exhausted by it. Mm-hmm. They're just like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't really want to look at you. And not even like a confront, like, I don't want to confront you about it. You can just tell they're just done.
Well, and you know, I was thinking
they're just here for work. They're now coworkers.
Well, I was thinking today, you know, there are, and I won't go into too many details, but family is very interesting in general with everyone's familiar situations. And you are taught as a child that like family is the most, like family is forever and all that stuff.
As Teresa says, blood is thicker than water, but it's also harder to clean up.
And you know, Daniel Schneider of Bitch Sesh talked about this on bitch sesh a couple weeks ago, but the way Teresa delivers that line sounds like it was like take number 20 and she still can't quite figure out what it means. She's like, blood is thicker than water, and then if you spell it, it's pretty hard. It's hard to clean up.
And it's like, she's like, am I done yet?
Yeah.
I think
there are two camps of family. I think there are people that they don't care about like the appearances of like showing up in like all of the like formative way, like the performative ways of family, but like need you there when it counts, when the cameras are down, whether that literally or figuratively. And then there are some people in life, and you know what? Maybe this is just how people are, and I know people like this, that family for them is like family's forever, but they only show up when, like on a birthday or on a this or on a that, and you don't really make connections with you. They just like stand there and they're like, well, I'm the uncle, so I'm here. Or I'm the aunt, I'm here. I'm the sister, I'm here. And Melissa and Joe, they're like, family is everything, but they don't really care about going that deep with them. Like, they don't care about talking about their feelings or things like that. And Teresa is like, she's like, camera's down, I want my brother here with me at the house with Louie, all making a sauce together, making pasta all day, drinking Chianti from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Why is it always Chianti?
And just like living life. And Melissa Gorga has no interest in that. She just wants to be invited to the parties, and she wants to be invited to the things. And I don't know. I just think there are people in life that navigate like that, and those types don't really mix well. And sometimes you're given that with your family, and you have to kind of set boundaries.
And I do. I think Teresa said, honestly,
go ahead.
I honestly think it's a little fucked that once Louie and Teresa got together, like, Teresa's family, other than her kids, literally mean nothing. Like, and I'm sure it's editing.
She only has one family member other than her kids.
Yeah, but it's fine.
And he's been not nice to her.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, they don't have aunts and uncles. No, seriously, they have no one except
Joe. I know,
Joe.
But the way they were editing, like, the party, the housewarming party, that I don't know, it looked so extravagant.
But Teresa's an idiot. She doesn't know. I really don't think she meant anything by, like, the chosen family thing. I just think that's a word.
But an idiot doesn't excuse her being an asshole.
I know, but I agree, but she's an idiot. And so she said, the chosen family. That's a word that my therapist said last week in therapy. She said, you have chosen family to support you. So I just said chosen family. And it's like, that's like her thought process. Her thought process wasn't chosen family because Joe's not here. I really don't believe that she could go that far in her brain.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think she's as calculated as
Ms. Gorga. But for me, this is the end. I mean, it's probably not going to be. I don't, just how the season's going, it won't be, because we know what the wedding and all that shit. It's just like, I think Melissa is almost over it. Like, she's like reluctantly showing up, being like, I'm feeling sad, so I need to come and try to put a good face on. She's at this lunch and is like, I'm here.
But they have, this is kind of my point from the beginning, though, is that they have different versions of, like, showing up for people. And Melissa's version of that is like, well, I go to all the events.
Yeah, checking the box. It's
like, that doesn't mean anything.
No.
Like, just because you show up places doesn't make you a good person. Like, it is.
It helps.
No, I know. But, like, she doesn't answer her calls. She doesn't talk to her. She doesn't show up unless there's cameras on. But she's like, well, I go to everything. And it's like, well, that doesn't mean you have a connection. Some people just also aren't compatible. And you kind of have to recognize that at some point. And they've never been compatible. And it's silly that they've tried to pretend that they were. So I'm excited for the end of them. Just so we can all take a breath and move on. I think it's time we move on.
Because I do think these newbies are excellent. I think they're going to get in the mix and they're going to create their own friendships and hatred towards each other. And that's nice. But I think that they're like the other girls, they're going to mesh well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
So I'm feeling positive. I do think this lunch at other Jennifer's house What's her last name? Faisal, Fazzle.
Jen
The new
Fessler.
Jenner. Fessler.
I think her name is Jen, isn't it?
It is Jen. Because
Yeah.
they keep
Because
saying
they call her
Jen
Jen,
Fessler.
and Jennifer Aiden is never called Jen.
Right. She's called.
Jennifer Aiden, or Jennifer, that
Yeah.
crazy one in the corner.
Yeah. I think that whole. The way that Margaret and Jennifer Aiden were about to. They couldn't just stop. And what I. Dolores was like, I wish they would have just punched each other and it would have been over.
Same. God forbid. Can we take a note from Sheena? Lay hands.
Or Mob Wives. Violence is not the answer, but sometimes, yes, it is.
Yeah, sometimes, yes, it is.
No.
But sometimes it kind of
Okay,
can be.
because I want to talk about the Margaret Jennifer Aiden thing, because Jennifer Aiden is a lol to me, because I just think she's just a caricature. But to Margaret, like, this is her like life. So I feel I'm leaning Team Margaret on all of this.
I disagree on what you're saying about them. I feel like this is Jennifer Aiden's livelihood, and Margaret can continue on after this.
No, I didn't. Not dollar wise. I'm saying like Jennifer Aiden. It feels very surface. Like being on the show, all the shit is like so surface level to her, and what Margaret and like the way that Jennifer Aiden's like coming for Margaret is like, you're talking about my mother. You're talking about like my like choice or not choice, whatever, my family situation. I don't know. It just feels crazy. But Margaret is saying some bonkers shit to her.
Yeah, but Jen started it forever with the bonkers shit. That's
Yeah,
a,
yeah.
and I'm not like Margaret can be here or there for me, but in the end, Jen has always hit below the belt. So people, when people meet her there, she gets mad. And it's like, well, babe,
Yeah.
you've been throwing out crazy shit. So Margaret said crazy shit back.
Right.
It's a show.
Yeah.
And the thing is, what I mean is like Margaret can get over these things. She literally gets over it every single time a season starts. She's like, Jen, we're gonna be in a better place. Jen, we're gonna be in a better place. And Jennifer just like lives in this like
Keeps it up.
forever like circle because in the end, she doesn't have a voice in her marriage.
Yeah, and
I
that's
think the
what's so
call is coming
dark
from
about this
inside the
most recent
house.
episode is that she was talking about, she's like, I'm in just a perfect marriage, lovely, beautiful. I couldn't ask for more marriage. And it's like, it sounds like you're convincing yourself of that, because last season we just found out some that your husband doesn't think the same. So and she was like, I don't leave when one small thing goes wrong. And it's like, small? It's not like he loaded the dishwasher incorrectly.
Yeah, they don't communicate is the thing. You can
Yeah.
tell. But yeah. Well, Potomac ended on a bang. I feel like we haven't had a good set of reunion specials in a minute. Like I feel like reunions have been flopping like one after the
Agreed,
next
agreed,
recently.
agreed.
They're always so they used to be my favorite part of a show. Like I used to go back and watch New York reunions just like while I was cleaning the kitchen because they're just so good. But now they're just so sleepy and people are so cagey. And I thought that for the most part everyone delivered.
Yeah, I
You
think
know,
this three part was neat. Like this, I felt like for a first time in a long time, I didn't wasn't
deserved.
overwhelmed by three parts. It was
Yeah.
deserved.
Some highlights and lowlights. We did not need
Low lights.
Jacqueline there because I just
Who?
don't care about that story.
No, I don't either.
I don't care. But it's supposedly she's getting. Did you see? There's a rumor going around that she's getting a flute.
The
Full
fuck does
time.
that mean?
Full time. They hold flutes. Champagne flutes.
Who? Oh,
Jacqueline!
champagne flute. Tom,
Where are
I'm
you?
literally
Where does
picturing a
this.
piccolo.
No.
Piccolo.
Come back to down to
Flute.
earth.
I was like,
Potomac, Jacqueline, Mia's ex-friend, champagne flute is what they
no,
hold at the opening.
I
I
know.
know. I'm trying to land the plane here. She's supposed to be a main character next season, maybe. Which feels like a bizarre move on
It
their part.
does.
And also, what do you think about as a former Robin supporter, where are you at with her leaving the show? Do you think it's
Fine.
time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
She
agree.
doesn't want to be there. Her husband doesn't want her to be there. Her husband doesn't want to film.
Well, she wants to be there. She wants
the
check.
I don't give a fuck. She's just bothering me.
No, I know, but without the show, they don't have income.
She's got her hats.
I don't think she does anymore.
I don't know. I'm pissed. This whole situation with Juan Dixon, and it's really frustrating. And Robin has, like, in the last, like, three seasons, has been filled with so much, like, anger.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, you know, I think there's been some mental health stuff, too, because she talked pretty openly about her depression during COVID, like, on the show. I don't know if you remember mm-hmm. that. And Juan just made fun of her for it.
Right.
And it was,
like,
really
she was
gross.
So sleepy and, like, couldn't get out of bed. And it's like, so...
I just think she has some resentment towards him that she'll never fully address. And I think they need to not... I think the show is only doing bad things for
them. Worse. He does not want her to be there.
No, and he's also not... I mean, he has some demons.
He's not a saint.
No.
I don't know. I just... Yeah, she was, like, a level-headed queen for me for a bit. But now it's just, like... I am take it or leave it with her.
Yeah. Well, I love to see Candace, for the most part, step into her stardom. For the most part, I always agree with what she says. And the way she was sitting there so comfy while Giselle is sitting there. I mean, for the most part, she sat there just, like, slouched on that couch, like, what? Let's go. Because she's right about, like, the whole Chris thing is fucked up.
Chris thing is fucked up.
Go ahead.
I think that it's a lot of what they were talking about with colorism and thing and just the roots of a lot of her anger with Giselle and Robin is hard to discuss as two white people. I want to mention
I'm discussing.
Yeah. This reunion, was like comfy and ready to go, but her anger gets the best of her. And just go, she can go 0 to 100, like, verbally, balls to the wall. So,
but I mean, not to dive into the colorism conversation, but her argument would be other people's anger get the best of them, and do you have the same response? And so, I think that's like a good place, leave that at, because people don't respond the same way as they do when she does it. So, if you're one of those people, ask yourself why you think that. Because Candace is so smart, and she's so smart. Like, the way she gathers the girls, I'm like, it takes a very, very, very quick, intelligent human to be able to just, like, read someone down in 2 seconds. She can pull information from left, right, bring it together, put a bow on it, in the time that it would take a normal person to, like, form a sentence to be like, that hurt my feelings. Like, she can just get it, and I love it. And Giselle looks uncomfortable, and I love to see her squirm.
Me too.
And her trying to apologize about the Chris stuff. I'm like, this happened so long ago. You filmed, and then the show aired, and now we're here, and you're apologizing now? Like, now? And she kept being like, well, if you let me finish, I'm trying to apologize. And I'm like, what are you doing? That one does not sound like an apology.
Chris was like, then say it. You've had so much fucking time. Just say it.
Yes. Please say it. Yeah, I cannot handle her. But I don't think she's going anywhere.
No, definitely not.
And I'm excited to see how their situation unfolds on Girls Trip, because whoever thought of putting the two of them in Thailand together is crazy.
Because they filmed Thailand between filming and reunion.
No, they filmed Thailand after film. Well, yes, but they filmed Thailand after filming and before airing.
Got it.
So they hadn't seen, they had only experienced what they were experiencing in those moments, like, real. They weren't experiencing watching back their show. Which I think is a smart way. They should always film like that, because I think it was similar with Whitney and Heather. Their show had not started airing.
Yeah.
Because no one knew that they were fighting when they went away together. Like,
right.
The fandom, like, when we saw that they were going.
Yeah.
And I also had a full lol fest when Daddy G said, you know, we never had penetration.
Men, you know, this whole episode that we're Tom and I are talking about is just how annoying men can be.
You know, whatever gets you through your day. And something, you know, I have to give a standing O to Mia for meeting him exactly where he is. When she said, I have never felt a more honest statement from someone on any show, maybe, than when she said to Andy, well, I got him one way and I know I have to keep him that same way. I'm like, you know what? You are so smart.
She, yeah, love. She's like, I gotta do some things,
and yeah, that is just what I gotta do to keep money in my bank account. So here we are. I'm on a show.
Yeah.
And they're doomed though financially,
allegedly.
They got ripped out of that whole thing.
The joint.
The joint also. The name just really kills me.
No, it's hilarious. It's like destined to be a joke.
Completely. It feels like it feels written. It doesn't feel real.
Right. Like an 30 Rock or Curb Your Enthusiasm. Some like community show or something like that.
It could be like a dispensary, a gay bar. I could list about five other things before we got
A gay bar.
Yeah. I could list about five other things before I got to chiropractic facility. But I'm ready for the ladies to take a little break. Karen, to me, was a little so sleepy. I'm like, Karen, like, wake up, babe. Come on, look alive.
Yeah, she was just not really, nothing there. I mean, there wasn't like a ton of drama with her other than that whole lawn thing that everybody just thought was funny.
I mean, it's hilarious.
It's not like, it is hilarious. But like, I mean, so Tom brought this up. You brought this up on like a couple episodes ago, like how she and Giselle will always be on the front two seats, regardless of if they're fighting or regardless of if they've had a good season.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why she was sitting there.
Yeah, but Candace should have had that spot.
Definitely.
And you know what? I realized something because I have been a little shitty to Wendy in the past. Not shitty. I've just always said that she's not Housewives material for me because my issue with her, I realized it all made sense to me. She delivers on a reunion stage. All three reunions she's been at, she's been great because she is forced to just be there working on her feet. I struggle with her when she goes into filming because I think she tries to plan, like, what am I doing this season? And, like, that was my big issue with, like, how weird and planned the whole plastic surgery journey was. Like, It all can feel a little sticky with her to me, like painted for the cameras for the show. But when we're in the reunion and she's off the cuff, I love her.
No, she's a star.
And let's talk about else who's literally can bring the house down in 1 second, like with a response to something, because she's literally is a doctor.
Yeah,
and can pull words from left and
stands and
right.
In front of rooms of people and with cameras
how,
on.
Right, and knows how to be on her feet. I just wish that. Like, I think she pre-plans a bit when the cameras go up, like in like the filming the season scenario. And so that's where I lose her. But her and Eddie are so cute together.
I know.
They're so happy. It's so sweet. I just love it.
Oh, it's like nice to see the like joyful, like laughing moment they had. It was just really endearing.
I completely agree. What else have you been watching? I mean,
I'm watching Summer House. It's not giving quite what it needs to yet. I'm feeling sad because, as the world knows, it is my favorite show on Bravo. But
have you heard the rumor?
That it's canceled?
No.
What's the rumor?
There's a rumor, allegedly, that there's a very similar. This was in Dumois, and I don't follow Dumois, but everyone's sharing it. There's a very similar West Coast scenario that is about to unfold on the East Coast. If you catch my drift.
Shut the fuck up.
The title of the blind item was The Traitor, so I'll let you go where you want to with that.
I mean, that does not. I mean, again, this is all alleged, but allegedly that does not allegedly surprise me.
It does me.
Really?
Yeah. It really does. It doesn't feel like something that would happen. Granted, allegedly, that person has allegedly done some not so good things a long time ago. And allegedly, people say once a blank, always a blank. But I don't know.
Is the traitor allegedly with someone else in the cast? Like that's
that
the...
That is...
Okay, that's the... We'll take it offline. I want to know who you think it is, but... Speaking of traitors...
Oh, did you watch that?
I did. I watched the reunion.
Fine. I kind of like... Once we were in it, I was like, do we need this?
No, we didn't need it. The only reason we needed it is because the world needed to see Ceri and Andy make up.
Okay, but I have to say something, okay? And once again, Kix and I are white as the day is white. But there is something that bothered me about the Traitors reunion and the way things unfolded. If someone else had done the exact same game, if Kyle Cook had done a white man had played the exact same game that Ceri played, would the cast members, the white cast members, who were so pressed about the way she played, have the same response? And my guess is no. Ceri, to them, because I guess they've been living under a rock, thought that she was so unassuming and all this stuff. And I'm like, no, she's playing a conniving game. Have you never watched Survivor?
She's playing a G-A-M-E game.
The woman on Micro...
Quarter of a fucking $1 million.
Yes. The woman on Micronesia literally... manipulated the entire tribe into essentially a men versus women alliance where her and three other women picked off every man, ate them, ripped their head off with their teeth. This woman is one of the best psychological players we have at the social game of all these shows. So if you were in that place with her, if you were in that castle in Scotland, you should have had your little radars up because it's shocking to me that someone like Rachel from Big Brother, I believe she was on Survivor for like two episodes and got voted off. She was also on Amazing Race.
She won Big Brother, right?
She won Big Brother and Amazing Race.
Party.
She should know how the thing's gonna play out.
She doesn't know.
But you know who
she doesn't
know
where she is.
And I can't figure out if he didn't know or if he's just showing his like blind, white fragility here is Mr. Cody. Because Cody is pressed that this lady won over him.
Yeah, because he's an asshole. For 100 reasons.
But I just, it was something about it really rubbed me the wrong way. How they were all Ceri is the best because she was unbothered. She was like, unbothered. Y'all, what am I supposed to do?
And she's like, I won, so fuck off.
And
like,
I loved when they were like, are you going to give the money to anyone? She's like, no.
No.
Why
and
would I do
that's
that?
What we talked about this when we talked about the Traitors a bit ago, is that like Survivor fame is so much different than all the other like competition reality or just reality TV shows, because Survivor people just go to the fuck home,
yes,
and then go back to work.
Yeah, for the most part.
So Ceri isn't an influencer, and like she's not making money off of being like Ceri with a capital C. She's like Ari is making money off of being a famed dick with 3 children with his. Like,
which wait, I did love that girl. I think her name's like hilarious. Angelica. She was like, Ari. When I got on here, I was like, I don't know about that Ari character because you know what you did. You know what you did to Becca.
That's
you
something
know.
I would fucking
you know.
Say to him because I
remember
agree with
you
her.
Did a little switchy switch. I was like, I'm obsessed with you.
Oh my God. I hear you because Cody was coder. Cody was bitter the whole time. He was like,
yeah, I know. Wait, but do you know who Long Island Girl is? She has a podcast with that guy, Tommy from Big Brother. Remember Tommy, the little dancer boy?
Yeah, the Broadway. Boy,
yeah. They have like a reality podcast.
Cute.
Together. Which makes you think, should I be on the Traitors?
Everybody is in the same boat as you. We're all like, should I be on the Traitors?
You would know.
I think I would like it.
Well, I think you would like not being a traitor. Can you imagine if you were a traitor?
No.
I mean, I would tune in for that. It would be a mess.
Oh, my God. Wait, speaking of.
It would be like week still... two, you would be standing in the middle of the brunch and be like, it's me.
No, I'm not that. I think I would surprise America.
Okay.
Okay, I think I would.
Okay, great. We can't wait. Well, did you watch Survivor? I also have been watching Survivor. The thing is, my time is mostly, you know, my time is mostly dedicated towards season two of Vanderpump Rules right now.
Okay, and then I get the shit for watching original reality TV.
Well, the thing is, you've returned to a season of Top Chef that no one has thought about in forever.
That's not true.
Season what? Three? Four?
Four. Oh, by the way, you know. It's the best season. When you know I what was happens talking in 15 about.
15 minutes, right?
Okay.
The premiere
well,
of the new season.
I know.
So we should wrap up.
So hurry the fuck up. What else am I watching? Summer House, we talked about. It's just. The Lindsay Carl thing's making me sad because I love Lindsay with my whole corazon. And Tom's gonna kill me. I am. And her and Carl, it's stressing me out.
Yeah, I think it's time for them to get off TV.
I think so too. I think that because to Kyle's point, despite what the Dumois blind item we just talked about, to Kyle's point of like, I'm not here to wake up and go to Barry's at 9 a.m. period. Like, we are here to party and scream at each other in the pool. This completely is the agree. Job.
Well, I agree-ish. Like, you don't, the thing is, they make it their personality that's what they're doing. Like, I don't think being sober is like a reason to not be there. I'm not saying that's what you said, but I'm just saying, like, I get frustrated where they're like, they can't be mad that people are, you know, doing fun shit. Because
no, and you called it. You called it, like, the first episode. You were like, Lindsay is going, because of Winterhouse, Lindsay's mm-hmm. going to, like, hold it against everybody that she's sober for her partner.
Yes.
And, like, look at me. I am sober for my partner. She said it, like, four times.
I mean, it's going to end up in them not on the show. I think what needs to happen is this is their last season on Summer House. Carl bids farewell to reality television. And then I think we need to bring Lindsay on to something. She would be so good in a girls trip scenario.
Absolutely.
On the Traders, on just like even Winter House. I think she's fine if Carl's not there.
You know what? She would be fun as fuck on the challenge.
She would. Do you think she's athletic? And that's not like judgmental.
No, I think
she goes
so.
To berries all the time. I just wonder because the challenge has transformed into this like superhero athleticism and then Anissa.
Wait.
I love Anissa, but I'm saying
there's
a couple of the OG girls that like can't hang with the Olympians. Same. Like I identify with them. I'm like, okay, hey. But like they're like doing like climbing up a mountain with only their upper body, and then I'd be like
after
down at
eating
the bottom
16 bowls of spaghetti.
Right, and then at the bottom I'd be with Anissa being like, hey, do you think there's like a drag brunch around here or something?
Wait, okay, there's a show on, I think it's Netflix, that people at my office have been talking about and saying that I would love.
Physical 100?
Like, yes. Yeah. Have you been watching?
No, you know, now I understand this is not a good reason to not watch something, but
Straight Things.
No, it's subtitled, and so you have to watch it. And like,
oh yeah,
it's not a good like work from home show or like a
you can't do two screens my phone. At once.
Yeah, you can't. So I just haven't found the time to sit and watch.
No, I've heard it's really fun though.
Yeah, it's like kind of like Squid Game, kind of, but you're like really athletic.
But like all the best bodybuilders in the world.
Yeah, I want to watch it. Okay, well. This kind of wraps up what we've been watching. You know, I don't have anything TLC to check in with y'all on. I stopped watching MILF Manor Island. I get it confused.
It's Manor. Island's
Manor,
the 30 Rock.
Island's 30 Rock. I'm going to hop back in. I just needed a second. It's so low budge. It's hard for me to, you know, spend too much time there. But We have a very exciting announcement. We are going to reveal what we will be covering next week here on the podcast. Drum roll. We will be covering season 4, episodes 4 and 5 of a show that can be found on Paramount Plus, a show that stars a lot of ladies that all probably raised Danielle from New Jersey. Yeah, Staten Island.
Cheers to the red wine.
Cheers to the red wine girlies, the white wine and cigarette girlies. We will be covering Mob Wives.
With a very exciting guest. And I've also never seen with two eyeballs, even one eyeball and two ears, this damn show. So I cannot wait.
Kix, which I just found out, didn't know. You know, we filmed a reaction video for the season 4 trailer. And Kix had no idea. She says at the top of it, Big Ange talks like that?
No, actually talks like that is what I said. Because I always thought people were just, I just thought people were like hyping it up that she had this like crazy, weird fucking accent, chain smoking voice.
No. In the words of Quad, no, baby, no.
Oh my God, we didn't talk about Phaedra being on Married to Medicine, but that we'll get into that later.
I'm excited for it. I mean, I love her. We've kind of known it for a bit. It's not really new news.
Yeah. Is it? Whatever.
We've known for like a couple months.
I know nothing.
But then it was officially... No, what it's annoying is it was like rumored forever. And then it's officially announced. Even though like everyone else had announced it already. So it's confirmed.
Like it's like last Friday when everybody was like allegedly Rachel and Tom Sandoval hooked up. And now it's just fact.
It's a little different, but yes. Okay. But do watch Mob Wives. It's all on Paramount Plus. If you do not have Paramount Plus, you can also purchase the episodes on Apple, on Amazon Prime. And I know purchasing is crazy, so we will make sure the recap is thorough and a lol fest. If you did not listen to our Simple Life recap, we really dive into the history of the show, what was going on during that time in television. And we are excited to have you guys hear our chat with our very special guest. That's another ep in the books. Make sure to follow me at TomHamlet on Instagram. And you can follow Kix.
At KixHamlet, that's spelled C-I-X. And make sure to follow the pod on IG at DumpsterDivePod. And on TikTok at 2DumpsterDivas.
Rate, review, and subscribe to us and all the pods you love on your favorite app of choice. And we will see y'all soon.
Bye. Bye.